All right.
But luckily I didn't, as it turns out.
Good evening, everybody. Starting a little later, it's Thursday, March 28th, 2024. As the days get longer, we may be closer to 8:30 than 8 o'clock, but it could be any time, so be prepared. And that is the Lord's Prayer playing. That means it's Frank's day. Frank the Salt Guy. Frank is a regular contributor here at the Fakeologist Show. Then some people are asking, why don't you mix up your guests? Well, there's a couple reasons. One is that if a guest can bring it every week, then a lot of times a guest has favorite listeners, and they will return as well. Plus, it's easier to pre-book a guest and not have to worry about their audio and whether they're going to show up on time. And other than that, I don't really have too many alternate guests. But when I do, Frank is usually one of the easiest ones to bump because he's also on the audio chat. He does get his hours in. And I think he's a pretty busy guy, so he doesn't mind the imposition once in a while. And he's very easygoing. Isn't that correct, Frank?
Well, yeah, I guess so. And I'm glad to think that your listeners don't think I'm already mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of famous people, let's watch a little Arnie, shall we? Remember Arnie?
Before we do, I've got a famous people story. I've got some.
Okay,
go. My cousin, Elvis Costello, is in town, in our town this week, and I managed to.
How is he your cousin? How is he related? Let's dig deep.
He's my cousin. Our fathers are first cousins. His father lived with my father's family. He was an only child, and my father was one of 10.
Okay.
And so we are second cousins, effectively.
Wow.
But he doesn't have any brothers or sisters. He only has second cousins.
Okay. So he's an only.
He's an only child, and
Elvis Costello. He was always referred to as the second Elvis, was he not?
I've got no idea. But when I first saw him perform, he was claiming that his publicist had strangely described him as a spastic clone of Frankenstein and Elvis Costello and Elvis Presley. He wasn't sure that he thought that was a great description.
This may have been his biggest hit here. I'm not sure. Oh, let me just hold on a sec. I wasn't a huge super fan of Elvis Costello, but I don't mind his music.
Well, the reason that I am saying all this is that I am doing a tribute show in Geelong to him on Wednesday of this week, coming Wednesday.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's choppy on my end. I don't know what the hell's going on today.
Look Maybe at all that hair. Amazing.
Let me close an app or two. Oh, come on, man.
His biggest hit was Oliver's Army.
Okay. This was Every Day I Write the Book.
Yeah.
Now I can't even get it to play. Okay. Oh, well. This isn't a music show anyway, so... Let's see if this Arnie video will play. Oh, man, nothing's working tonight. All right, well, we'll just talk because I know some of my listeners get all pissed off when I start talking about technical issues. So how you been this week?
Yeah, my life continues to be just completely fantastic. Out of all proportion to the amount of effort that I'm putting in.
All right, that's really good to hear.
The Australian government is doing everything it can to be irritating to people.
Okay, what are they doing now to you guys?
So the apparently there's some riots in one of the states because the state banned the sale of alcohols to Indigenous people, etc.
Okay.
And there's been just a big massive riots going on. I don't know all about it, but anyway, the Prime Minister has said that he's not going to go there. He might send someone. It's not important. So he's obviously trying to antagonize people, you know, by behaving like a complete dick. I think my brother described it as, you know, no politician that was hoping to be reelected would say the sort of things he's been saying. It's really interesting. It just seems to be a determination by the government to antagonize as many people as possible at the moment.
Okay. And how is the death count coming along in Australia? We do talk about that all the time.
The latest figures haven't, they'll be released. So I'll know.
They haven't dropped.
They haven't dropped yet. They every month they get done.
Okay. Yep. Let me bring up the show on FacoTube. FacoTube is our video platform. It's user supported. I highly recommend it. And thanks to everyone who participates there. And FacoTube is where I put up my favorite videos. It's mainly a platform that I post on because it does cost money and I couldn't open it up for the entire Fakeologist community because then it would just get out of control. So it's my curation for you guys. And hopefully you'll all appreciate that. So we're going to bring up the FacoTube chat right now if it'll come up.
I appreciate it, by the way.
I appreciate that you appreciate it. And we're also on YouTube and we're on Twitter. Apparently we have a few people now and then listening on Twitter. So thanks for the Twitter followers. We were on D Live, but D Live for some reason wasn't authorizing us properly. So I really don't know what's going on there. Let me just close out this browser.
Did I tell you that one of my nephews by marriage is young man is now in hospital with heart condition?
I think that was last week's show. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, Frank.
Yeah, that's pretty awful. Yeah.
Yeah, that does suck. Sorry about that to the nephew.
Mm. No one is suggesting that it's coincident with any particular treatment, of course.
Mm-hmm. And he still in the hospital?
As far as I know.
Well, that's drastic.
Mm.
Okay. I'm going to bring FacoTube up, so bear with me, people. Just talk amongst yourselves if you want as I bring this thing back.
What was the other thing? And this morning I had breakfast with some friends, and she is actually working in microbiology, and she got her jabs, and she has been sick with COVID, she said.
Right.
For 10 days, even though she is jabbed to the wazoo.
Mm-hmm. And does she make the connection with that problem?
Very interestingly, of course, we don't talk about it, but you'd have to suspect by now the pennies are starting to fall, would you not? Well, starting to drop.
Well, my great wonderment is why people can't make the association between the vaccine and illness.
Well, I think so the assumption that I have now is they can, of course, but they're embarrassed.
Right.
You know, it's just too difficult. It's too painful, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and I think it's a reasonable way to behave is just, you know, just pretend it's not true. And I hope that they're able to convince themselves actually, because as we talk about a lot, your approach mentally is really probably the most critical thing here.
Yeah. Oh, Lex Van Man number one says DLive is working. Okay, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Hello to Portal Complex on YouTube, Dave J on YouTube, Da Freak on YouTube, and now we're going to try and get FacoTube. Skate Destroy is on FacoTube. Hello, Fake and Destroy. And what else we got here? Anyone else on FacoTube right now? Just as we bring it up, we will check it.
But do remember, everybody, this is a call-in show.
Yeah, we'll take your phone calls.
We hope that we provide a sympathetic ear to the most outrageous of ideas.
We do.
Given, especially, I mean, I think Tim is showing extreme tolerance, given that I think that Jodie Foster played the role of Julia Gillard, and he still lets me appear on his radio show.
I do, because I want to show you other things to spend your time with. And I will give another shout out to Marcus Raybach, who said he's the most persecuted, underestimated philosopher in the world. He's supposed to be an Australian German who is in Estonia, and he acts like a targeted individual, which I'm not particularly a fond or sympathetic person towards. But he has some pretty good ideas, and he's one of the very few people that speaks about the Holocaust and National Socialism, because I've tried to figure out why on earth the Holocaust is part of the narrative all these years later, and what is the purpose. And it's not something I probably normally would dive into, but because Israel is front and center with the Gaza story since last year, I guess it's coming up to 6 months. They're really forcing us to really examine what is going on, what the narrative is, what they're trying to portray. And I don't accept any of the stuff in the mainstream media by default. So I'm constantly looking for other people's opinions that make sense to me. And yeah. This guy is borderline schizophrenic. He's just very odd, but I think he's correct. And I do put in the time to listen to him. It's not that easy. He has a BitChute channel that goes up and down like a toilet seat because he keeps taking it down out of paranoia. And I told him, you got to leave it up for more than an hour because I can't even download the stuff if you keep taking it down. But
I guess I kind of think, you know, when you've got really good data coming out of people that are behaving that way and they're not able to just be calm about it, I think it's a way of keeping up that, you know, crazy conspiracy theorist guy.
Yeah, do you really think he's playing
a
role?
We all live in a dictatorship. Yeah, it's only the idiots who think, oh, Putin's a dictator, Russia's a dictatorship, but we live in the free West.
So you think he's playing the lunatical, the maniacal guy?
Well, it's just a notion that's in my head that I bear in mind the possibility.
Yeah.
You know, that certain characters come in, provide a lot of good information, and that way and if they suddenly disappear or turn out to be, you know, go off and be a complete fruit loop,
yeah,
it's kind of a way of neutralizing that viewpoint.
Yeah, that sounds perfectly logical to me.
And so all I'm suggesting to you is there's a lot of creation of characters to just, you know, for people that may have the same views but are able to present it calmly and, you know, without really getting too attached to it. It stops the discussion. And it's one of those things where people freeze out. You know, it's literally like the same effect you get. About people that are unable to accept the fact that the treatment that was taken in the last 3 and 4 years is harmful. They're just unable to, because they're not able anymore to think of that view as anything more than a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Well,
but please keep playing the guy that you wanted to play. I mean, I've got no objection to it.
Yeah, it's a long video. I don't know the timestamp on the particular part I want to illustrate, but I also wanted to mention I have put it on Fakeologist forums. I throw it under revisionism, this topic, of course, and it's right here on Fakeologist forums. Just go on to the revisionism section, and I did create a separate topic for just his stuff. I don't see it right at the exact moment here. Oh, here it is. Marcus Raybach videos. I've got a few people looked at it, not too many. I've only put two posts on there right now. So this is the other place I do hang out at, the Fakeologist forums. So we'll play a little bit more of this if you can stand it. But this is the kind of service I do. I do listen to some of the more difficult things to listen to in order to find good stuff.
Realize
and truth.
There's no freedom when what you choose isn't what the Court of Judah want. And then suddenly you're faced with the realization, fuck, I never was free. Okay, ciao for now. I just had a realization. I'm watching a 2023 film called Dream Scenario. And it just hit me that...
Now, I kind of like the I like when people give movie reviews that are really off the wall.
I do too. So I really enjoy that.
I am getting this video. This is from last year. It's with Nicolas Cage. It's called Dream Scenario. But just have a listen. He'll give a quick synopsis.
What's happening to the character? He's being hated by people for something they're imagining. That's exactly how they got to cancel National Socialism. That's exactly this film, consciously or not consciously, it expresses that situation where National Socialists have been loaded with imaginary crimes that they never committed, that things that never occurred, only in the imagination, yeah, of some Jews. Just like these people are dreaming about this professor, the things the professor they are scared of only happen in their imagination. And they're canceling him. Yeah, this cancel culture.
You're back, Frank. Did you hear any of what he had to say so far?
Yeah, I'm listening now. Yeah.
Yeah, the main thing is, you see, I came to this conclusion a while ago when I concentrated on the Holocaust narrative, that it has been used, it is mainly used to demonize not Hitler, but a system of organizing a country. And National Socialism, while I only know a little bit about it, I think is what they don't want any country to organize under. And so that is the whole reason for pushing this narrative. Now, I don't know if it's the perfect system or it's a better system, but I know it's antithetical towards the international communism.
I have to say that what's been occurring to me lately, I must say, is if you think about the biblical story and the destruction of the temple in AD 70 and, you know, the disbursement of the people of Israel at that time, I'm not even sure, do we actually have a history of Jewishness at all?
No, well, that's what he calls it, the cult of Judah.
Yeah, but it seems to be, I mean, for all we know, the whole thing could just be made up last week.
Right, yeah.
Because the history clearly demonstrates that temple, Masada, was overrun.
Right.
That the people were dispersed all over the place.
You're skeptical of that story.
Well, I'm starting to think, you know, and the first Hebrew Bible is really only 1,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, yeah, I've just come to the view that what is going on? I obviously need to do more work, and, you know, please, people, contact me if you've...
frank@fakeologist.com.
You know, and it really only just occurred to me the other night when I was having a discussion on the internet, in fact, on with a guy called Paul B that was in for the Fakeology thing for a while, but is for some reason excluded at the moment, but he keeps in touch with me via Discord.
All right.
And he was making these comments, you know, in favor of the Jewish story, and it just occurred to me, as where does even all this come from?
All right.
You know, how can they trace their history after they were dispersed, and how did they keep all the books together, and why isn't there a Bible in Hebrew any older than 1,000 years old? It all just seems okay. And if it's 1,000 years old on this timeline, which we think is fake, it may only be 400 years old, for example.
Okay, so let's keep playing.
Where the it's the cancel culture is a new form of excommunication. It's a social exile. It's what I think they called in the Soviet Union internal exile. So cancel culture is internal exile from the Soviet Union. It's the Catholic Church's excommunication. Cancel culture. And this man's being cancelled. He's experiencing cancel culture as a victim of cancel culture simply because people are imagining that he did something in their dreams. Just like people imagine the National Socialists and Germans did something during World War II that they never did. But now, all of National Socialism, everything good about it, of course, that's the whole point. The official Holocaust narrative is to discredit National Socialism. It's the only form of socialism that could possibly work. Even Adam Smith predicted this. You cannot have the operation of the invisible hand. You cannot have free markets under a global system. Only works nationally.
Now, can I just get a pause just here?
Yeah, that's the punchline.
Okay. Again, I've said this before, and I think this is a very simple and obvious thing. The system that worked in Australia when Australia was operating well was that there were government-based organizations and private enterprise was allowed to compete freely with it. And clearly, the thing worked extremely well here, where you have, you know, like if you're going to have essential supplies like electricity, that was government provided. But people were able to have private power stations if they wanted. Similarly with post and parcel delivery. It is the creation of monopolies, which is the problem here. And in Australia, where we had a government-owned banks, each state had its own government-owned bank, and Australia had a government-owned bank, and there was a private banks that competed with them. The removal of the government-owned banks in the 80s has been the thing that's caused the most problems here.
So you had a form of national socialism, would you think? Similar?
100%. Australia had... The Australia of my childhood had institutions which worked incredibly well, and the quality of life in Australia at that time was easily the top.
Is that right? Yeah. See, this is what I'm getting at, and this is what no one talks about. This is why when people talk about the Holocaust, they're talking about all the details, the minutiae that get people worked up and emotional and make people just forget the rest of the story of post-World War I Germany.
Yeah.
That's what they don't want you talking about. And they'll throw you in jail for talking about, or at least threaten you, for talking about all the things that I think their agent provocateurs are out punching out.
I agree.
So I think most of the people that are falling they're either useful idiots or they're agent provocateurs, because unless they directly say you can't talk about National Socialism for its economic virtues, then
I'm gonna suggest that you just don't use those labels. Really, what we're talking about, in my view, as I said, mm-hmm. is to have a combination of government-owned enterprises, or if you like, collective-owned enterprises, which are collectively owned to serve the collective, and always allow private individuals and companies to compete on any of the provision of any of those services if they choose to.
Yeah, I like it.
And, you know, that way you always are going to get a system where, if you like, orthodoxy and innovation can work to the benefit of all, really.
Mm-hmm. With the benefit of a backstop of a government-run institution,
which is there, you know, for the collective. The problem is, of course, that there's no evidence to support the idea that the governments of the countries now are here for the benefit of the collective, of the people.
No, now it's the benefit of the bank, international bankers, international communists.
Well, we don't know even what they, you know, they're bankers, but we don't know who they are, and we don't know why really, I don't see how anyone benefits from making me miserable. But that seems to be the intent.
Right.
You know, the number of taxes are being levied on Victorians now is absurd. You're not going to tell me that any of those governments are trying to make their voters happy anymore. They just don't care.
Right.
They've just stopped caring. And I think it's true in Canada as well, isn't it? They've just, the government seems to have stopped caring whether people like them or not.
Well, they just run it like a business. So it's not for the benefit of the people. It's for the benefit of the bankers.
Yeah. So, and so I think the simplest thing to do is to don't use words like national socialism. Don't use words like communism. Just talk about, you know,
systems that benefit people.
Systems that benefit people or don't. Yeah. There was an earlier comment by DeFreak that the text found at Qumran, the so-called Dead Sea Scrolls, are Hebrew Bibles. And I agree, they certainly are. But those texts were only discovered in 1940, and they obviously predate the destruction of Israel by the Romans in AD 70.
Mm-hmm.
And so those books do not provide any history of Judaism following the destruction of the temple or following the destruction by the Romans. So I think that is the history that is not talked about, nor do we know anything about it. And, you know, I don't think the story makes sense at the moment because, you know, as I said, the state was completely destroyed and dispersed.
Have you, just to change the subject, moving on, have you been following the Baltimore Bridge event?
Yes, and I came to the conclusion that it is just a rerun of 9/11.
Yeah, okay.
I think there's just a film. Some films have been produced, and all the discussion about this film has got this light on showing this thing, and it's all just subterfuge. I don't think there is any actual footage. I think there was a bridge destruction, at, you know, as you said, a normal demolition that took place. That's it. No one was hurt. Quoting Dave J, no one died, no one got hurt. That's it. I've moved on.
Wild Times did a video for us. I'll play that. Should have played it last night when he was on the show.
I saw a ship come out of nowhere and just ream right into the side of the twin pillar, smashing through the other side. And then I witnessed the bridge collapse. One section first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the force was just too intense.
Well,
so
done,
if you watch that, if you watch that span on the right hand side of the picture,
yeah,
right. If you had it was broken to the right of the picture. You know, there's no reason for that to have, you know, that span should have stayed up. There's nothing to have caused that to fall down.
Yeah, other
you
than
know, you know, when they build bridges in those triangular sections, if you look at the bit that you're now reconstructed by going backwards on the right.
Yeah.
There's so nothing going on the left. There's nothing going there on the left that should have caused that thing on the right of there to fall down. It's an absurdity. And so once you see stuff like that, that's absurd. The great part about having been trained by the fakeologist group is that you say, okay, since it is absurd, it's not real. Just trust yourself that it's not real. Nothing right of that break should be in the water now. Right.
Yeah,
clearly nothing of that video is, sorry, in my opinion, I'm going to assume that entire video is just false video.
I'm going to agree with you. And nobody can source the video.
Yeah, well, there you go. So there is, as I said, it's a rerun of, in my view, you know, so we could just take all the Simon Shack descriptions and I think that Wild Times is, narrative there was just completely correct. So obviously I haven't spoken to Wild Times, but obviously we agree on this issue.
Unless this is it, I'll bring it up here. So is there a Baltimore, Maryland Harbor cam? Okay, this is, okay, this is a, wow, a commercial on the Harbor cam website. Gotta like it. Never ends, huh? So maybe it got really busy, 7.5 million, 7.3 million views here. So this is the a live view of the Inner Harbor. It looks kind of quiet. I wonder why. Okay, so that's one site, and we have another site here. So maybe the video comes from that. Well, that's pretty high resolution, black and white. So that's not helping. So maybe there is some kind of harbor cam. Maryland, Mary, yeah, I'm not really seeing anything here. But anyway, I wonder why no one has given a description of where that video came from. As far as I could tell, nobody has.
Mm.
Anyway, so there's that. Okay, so you're done with that, your assessment there?
Well, look, as I said, I think life is easier for auto hoaxes. It's certainly nothing I say or do sitting in my armchair in Geelong is going to have any effect. And so no amount of me caterwauling or complaining or, you know, it's not affecting my life at all. I just don't see any reason for me to get involved.
Okay, so here's my answer. It's a live rotating camera from Fort Carroll of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Okay, so this is the actual website. So thank you to my very, very rudimentary research. I found it. So okay. I guess we're looking at something. Oh, it's streaming on YouTube. That's interesting. It's a YouTube. Maybe YouTube has grabbed it. That's very bizarre.
Mm.
There's 593 watching. Actual start date, May 4th, 2023. Isn't that interesting? So somebody put this webcam up on May 4th, 2023. This camera is made possible by the generosity of Bay Area Mechanical Services. Wow. So it's a fairly recent thing. And they have a chat. Isn't that interesting? Is that a coincidence? Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if Bay Area Mechanical Services still exists in 6 months' time.
Right, yeah. Well, so there's 600 people watching right now live. So I'll put a link to that in today's show notes. And every time I put a link in today's show notes, I usually republish it. So if you go to fakeologist.blog, you'll see the blog post.
DeFreak is asking if the YouTube video is monetized or not.
I have no idea. But there you go. If you want to watch how fast this bridge gets redone, then I think it is.
By the way, my son works in the industry. So I think I've told you, one of my sons writes software for ship loading and so on.
Okay.
And the feedback he got was very interesting. He got this comment made. I'll find it.
Yeah, it looks like this is Streamtime Live. Streamtime Live. So this is some kind of website or YouTube channel, rather, that
so this is
that brings you okay.
This is the comment. According to my product owner, pilots have told him that power outages occur for 1 in 400 transits. He thinks something is off based on the fact that they didn't have their anchors ready to drop on power out.
So that's the normal procedure? You just drop the anchor?
There you go. So there's some, that is really, that's inside football stuff going on there.
Okay.
So again, it's got all the hallmarks of the, you know, the 9/11 thing, hasn't it? There's a whole lot of stuff you can't explain. How did the airplane fly at 500 feet? And
right.
stuff that doesn't make sense. Why didn't they have their anchors ready to drop?
Okay, so you can join this website, Streamtime Live. Sorry, this YouTube channel. Let's see how much it costs to join. Wow. Annoying music, too. Oh, my God. $5 a month. That's pretty interesting. And that's the only way you can comment. So here's a live view of
that's Port five Durham. US dollars.
No, that's Canadian. I think it translates to wherever you are. So this is Port Huron, where I'm from in Michigan there. And that's the People's Bank building, at least it used to be. So this is a live view.
Sorry, did you have a People's Bank?
Yes, it's called People's Bank.
And it got sold off in 1985?
I don't know. I think you're making a joke.
No, I'm not, because you know all the world, all the Commonwealth countries.
This is the U.S.
All right.
Anyway, so I'm only showing this because this is an interesting website. So if you join this website, you can look at all kinds of stuff live around. Looks like we have a live of a lot of the St. Lawrence Seaway. But, we got some Sydney stuff here. So this is pretty interesting. I don't exactly know how the site works, but they do have, of course, the port of Baltimore. That's very convenient that went up not too long ago. So that's pretty cool.
Pretty convenient.
Okay, so they do have this guy here put a link to the official collapse. This is interesting. So this
the
is what
we official collapse.
This is the official collapse footage here.
I've got official collapse footage. Come
yeah.
on.
It says the Streamtime Live camera captured the collapse. There is no audio. No duplication of our footage is strictly prohibited without permission. Wow. I won't play too much of it. So there's your bridge. And there's the ship. So this is the official footage. Wow.
Why is the ship moving?
Okay. Doing on-the-fly research, people. So it's this footage that I guess was sped up. So I'm just jumping around here. So this channel, if these guys were in on it, would have to have been somehow involved in the jiggery pokery. There you go.
So let's think about what happened there. A gigantic bridge collapsed almost instantaneously.
Yeah.
So it's like Building 7 coming down, isn't it? That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That thing on the right, what brought that down?
Well, there's a couple flashes.
Sure, that's why I'm saying that's the stuff, if you like. Those flashes are the things that make me think, okay, this is stage film. They put all these things in there for you to see.
Yeah.
But, you know, it could be genuine, but.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Called, it's called official footage, really?
This official, is the official footage.
Official yeah. from the car mechanics place.
No, it's from the Fort, whatever it is. Fort whatever it is bridge. It's interesting, not too many views, not too many comments, and lots of views, 284,000. I guess people like me have had to kind of work to find this footage.
Yeah.
So I'll put that in the show notes as well.
Why is there black smoke on the left-hand side?
I do not know. Where are we here? Yeah, so there you go. Interesting, huh?
Yep.
So if anyone, we can send money. You can send money, send some thanks. Super thanks, they call it. This is a YouTube feature. That's pretty interesting stuff, I have to admit.
But why do you have to send them? Anyway, whatever.
No, well, you can. I mean, there's a lot of ways to monetize it. So,
and you send them money because of the traumas they suffered from filming the collapse. Okay.
Yeah, so this is pretty interesting. So if anyone wants to look into it any further, check this out. I'm surprised. I haven't seen anyone link to this video, which is kind of strange.
Isn't it? It is strange.
All right, then. Let me see. What do I have? Do I have any? I don't really have any latest feedbacks. Not too many speak pipes that came in. So if anyone wants to send me a message, a voicemail, you can go to the main blog, ficologist.com/blog. This is our main site here. All the links are here. On the actual blog site, you can leave me a message on the speak pipe by recording it here. You can also call the Fakeologist hotline numbers and leave a message.
And you can call in now, but call in soon because the time is ticking away. We've probably got, what, another
20 minutes or so?
20 minutes, say, yeah.
All right.
So please call in.
Dave J says he left a message. So Dave J is very persistent. He's everywhere. He's in the comments. He's in the chat. Where isn't Dave J?
And it's interesting that John Le Bon has also reignited his interest in the site.
Yes, inspired by Toby in 01. What are we talking about, everybody? We're talking about the Fakeologist audio chat. There are many aspects to this website, and one of many people's favorites, and a section that many people just dwell in. They don't even know about the rest of the site is the Fakeologist audio chat.
Yeah.
Which is a Discord server that has been running for many years in many iterations. And Frank is a big fan and a big participant where anyone and everyone within reason can come talk and chat and be broadcast live on our live stream audio chat. And it is a fun place to be. It's random. You can just, it's like a virtual coffee house. You can come in and just leave. There's no obligation. There's no scheduling per se.
But it's interesting, isn't it, that there are some people, obviously like myself and like yourself,
old time 42,
Toby One, etc., that love to participate in talks. And
yeah,
there are other people that the idea of their voice appearing on radio is just too much. Just definitely don't want that to happen.
Yeah. Now, because I wasn't paying attention, we got two caller enters. We got John the beggar
from the South Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway.
All right. Well, we are talking boats and seaways. Did you see that live stream of Port Huron there?
I've seen the live streams from Port Huron and other places, the Sioux Locks and other things.
Do you think they are live streams, John the beggar?
Pardon?
Are live streams real?
Do you think they are live streams?
I think they are. I think they are because the time corresponds of the day and night. I think they're real in most cases. Maybe not in the case of this bridge. Maybe they did a little chicanery there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got Greg on the other line as well. So, Greg, just we'll get to you as soon as we can. I can now see if there's any calls behind this call. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we'll get to Greg after John.
We have the technology.
I got the technology going. So we also have that similar technology on the audio chat. So go ahead. What do you think's going on there, John?
I think they're just trying to get some funding loose to make a bridge bigger around the roundabout there and through the city and across the bay. And they probably don't want to do all the hazmat studies on all the pollution there. They want to have to put this up in a quick hurry, and they want to cut corners, and they'll probably grease a lot of people's palms and make it a brand new bridge, and no one will complain, and they'll just print the money.
And who is the they in this case? Who is the they that wants to achieve this outcome?
The federal government of the United States, in collusion with the local governments, and they all work for the bankers. So, you know, they're all going to make money off this.
Yeah,
and I'm in agreement.
It distracts people.
Much agreement.
I agree.
People.
Much yeah. agreement.
It distracts people.
Yeah.
And if you go on 158news.net, they've got some very good videos that show a bunch of charges going off and the bridge going down. Now, whether that was put in there by the people who did it or not, it makes far more sense that whole thing collapsed from being blown up rather than from a boat hitting it. And I don't think anyone died or got hurt either.
No.
It's just,
no, look,
it's
another way. You know, you think about that bridge being hit in the way it was portrayed. There's no real explanation how that brought the rest of the bridge down like it did. Like in seconds.
No. No, it just came down right away, and that was through explosives. I have no doubt about that. But I've noticed something.
Hold time,
today
3 minutes,
I rode in a bus,
16
I take a bus
seconds.
To my doctor. I'm a disabled person, and I had a driver.
Just came down right away. That
real COVID during the COVID days. But now he's real friendly to me, and he's starting to talk to me about things not being real.
Oh, wow.
What's your opinion of this? So I'm very happy that he's not. He's even said that the official story is never true. Now, he may not believe in total psychology of things, but when you start getting people saying, I don't believe they're telling us the truth at all, it's good. It's a movement in the right direction. Tremendous movement. And a lot of COVIDians are starting to do that. And I've seen more and more people discard the mask. Of course, there's still some masked mad people out there. I went to a doctor, not today, but the other day, and he had an N95 on and everything, and I could barely hear him talking. And it's just wild the way some people are all.
But what is the most ridiculous, John the Beggar, is he is a doctor, okay? Supposedly, even by their own models, that mask cannot possibly be doing anything of useful.
Oh, no, it can't. I worked in hazmat. An N95 will not even stop the smallest and second smallest asbestos particles.
It won't even stop a fart.
And then the fact that he's going to try and keep that in place while he's doing his work and all that sort of stuff in a way that's, you know, it is incomprehensibly illogical of the way that fellow is operating.
It is. It's just mind-boggling. But I run into people. Some of the drivers on the buses still have their masks on. But this guy, who was a real mask freak, he doesn't wear his anymore. And he got rid of the plexiglass in his bus that separated him from the germs from the passengers.
Yeah.
And I was just really, he's been so friendly to me, and he's just started to talk to the other time too. Other day, he was so good to see you and all this stuff. And
wow,
we started talking about things, and I said that bridge was just brought down so they could spend some money and make a new bridge. I have no doubt about that at all. And,
yeah.
And as a professor once told me in college, he was talking to the class, and he said, wars are almost a way of having urban renewal. And I think he was telling us right then and there that most wars are staged.
He was telling you without telling you. Controlled demolition. And
And he was also telling us, too, about how they did a study of how many people died in the bombings every night in London during World War II. They'd give these phenomenal results. But this researcher, as I know this was back in the early 80s, they did this. They could only find that about a dozen people died.
And they said it was from the British shooting up with their machine guns and the bullets raining back down on the people.
It could very well be true, but these were people that didn't get down into those bomb shelters. And it's amazing how Adolf Hitler waited to start the bombing until after they finished all their bomb shelters.
Yeah, very good. Well, he didn't want to hurt anyone.
Well, what was amazing to me was, of course, that he's got all the British Army at Dunkirk, and he could have finished the war on the spot.
And they let him go.
Yeah.
All right.
They just let him go.
Yeah.
All right, John. Thank you so much for calling on the south shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway. We got to get to Greg now.
Okay. Good night, guys.
Have a great night.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you so much, John. As always, Greg the Beggar is calling in. Go ahead, Greg, if you can hear me. I think you can hear me. 2212. 2212.
He's Greg, Greg Shantz, not Greg the Bigger.
That's right. Greg, are you there? We'll play Dave J's voicemail.
Cheers. This is Dave J.
Hi, Dave.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com. Before I put this Jay Bird in the cage.
Hold on, Greg.
John LeBond, okay. All rights reserved. Maybe you can think about dropping a fiver. U.S. in the tip jar every time you pimp that paywall in the guise of conversation. Cheers, everybody. Be blessed.
I like it, Dave. It's a little echoey, Dave, but I got that's funny. So there's a little message for John the Bond from Dave J by way of the speak pipe. That's funny. That's a good one, Dave. Greg, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Tim?
I'm pretty well. What I did differently is I picked up your call. That way you could maybe hear through the phone. Did that work?
No, I wasn't able to hear anything John the Beggar was saying. I had
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you're not going to be able to hear the other caller. That's true. Okay, so maybe that's, but at least I picked you up anyway. Okay, so you can't hear the other caller, but you should be able to hear everyone else.
Yeah, I could hear, but I couldn't hear, I could hear you and Frank, but I couldn't hear what you were responding to, so it wasn't that useful.
It's not useful. All right, well, it's just something I tried. All right, what's happening there? And you're in Ontario, of course.
Yeah, I'm in Stratford. I went for a walk today. Went watched the sun rise and set, actually. So
wow,
quite a bit of sun today.
That's good. Yeah, we have a bit of sun. What's your take on what we're talking about tonight? Or do you have your own topic?
I just called in. It sounded like Frank wanted to call her in. So
yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What's your take on Baltimore?
It's fake, of course. Yep. If it's in the media, it didn't happen. That's how you know. So don't pay any attention to it.
Well, something happened. Something happened. Just maybe not the way they told it is the way I look at it.
Well, it happened in your mind. That's where it happened. That's the only place.
Yeah. Well, according to the Harbor camp, something happened.
They give you a hint, and then you make it up in your mind. You participate in a 4D theater of the mind when you're given the right stage dressing, I guess. This is what Les Luthor talks about, his ghost army, illusion warfare, 4D and immersive theater, in a theater setting.
Yeah, Les Luthor is on Twitter for anyone who doesn't know.
He's on Instagram too. He reposts his Twitter tweets, screenshots on Instagram. If you don't want to go on Twitter,
I don't mind Twitter, but here it is. Here, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. He talks a lot about illusion warfare. Yeah, so
And the other reason it's done, obviously, is to create that continual fear within people that, you know, the world they're living in is not safe and we need more government regulation and more protection.
Yep. You know?
Look at that. The British Army will be deploying 16,000 personnel across 10 nations. Wow. Blowing up bridges in Baltimore and staging terror attacks in Moscow. Wow, that's quite interesting.
Where does it say that?
This is Les Luthor's post from March 27th.
By the way, it was ex-British Army military explosives experts that blew up the power stations in Australia. The first guys that attempted to do it botched it, so they brought in the real experts.
Sorry, who was it? I missed that.
It was a group of ex-British Army explosives experts. I actually met them in the pub at Geelong. I said, what are you here for? They said, we're here to blow up the power station.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's your answer then. That's who does. And that's who controlled demolition is probably. Their main customer is the military if they aren't the military.
Yeah. British Army trained explosives experts.
Illusion Warfare says Christopher Nolan is the Time Lord and the Kubrick of our generation. I've heard that before.
Yeah, me too.
And I watched the movie Memento just because it was a different thing to watch back in the day. And it was too much for my small brain. That's one of those movies where they move the timeline around. I didn't like Pulp Fiction, so that was the first one I saw like that. Of course, I didn't know that's what they were doing until halfway through the movie.
Well, they're still making the latest Flash movie is, you know, a timeline manipulation story.
What's it called?
The Flash.
Oh, is that the one that Armand was watching?
Maybe.
The Flash. Was that from 2014?
No, this is just out last year, I think.
A Flash. Okay, it's a film. Oh, it's something about it's a DC Comics thing.
Yeah, DC Comics thing, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so they for what it's worth, I'm not a man that thinks that time travel is a thing.
Time travel is just remembering. That's how you can travel into the past.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess you can imagine the future.
That's right.
So
it must be Good Friday there in Australia already.
It is, exactly, yeah. Good Friday it is. And a very, like where I am, it's beautiful. It's going to be 25 degrees. The sun is streaming down. We've taken the dogs for a walk on a beautiful, crisp, clear morning. Had breakfast.
Okay, frank@fakeologist.com. That's your email. Have you received any emails from anyone in particular that you like to?
Oh, I do get regular email now to there. I've had a question about fines.
Okay.
Someone's asking me to help him out with a fine, which I'll do what I can. And Shane, who the guy who puts out videos, Shaking My Head Productions. I get his latest videos, which I always enjoy.
Yeah, that'd be a good guy to get on the show. His videos are huge. Is he an Aussie? Aussie?
I don't know that. I think his content is great, very pithy.
They are epic movies that he creates.
Mm.
Are they not?
Well, they're usually 20 plus minutes.
Shaking Your Head Productions? Is that what it is?
Shaking Your Head Productions, yeah.
Yeah, he might be on BitChute as well. I'll take a look. Well, he's got his own website. Smart. Yeah. I turn on the lights in the haunted house, our scripted reality, and hopefully help others see through all the lies fed to you from the cradle to the grave. Do your own research and apply discernment to come to your own conclusions regarding this content. Yeah, he does a ton of work.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm not highlighting the right screen, so you can't even see what I'm doing. Apologies. I'll bring it up on the share screen.
I get a few emails from several people about, you know, my thinking that we're in the final part of Revelation 20. I guess there's a few of us who think the millennial kingdom has been and gone, and we're in the time of deception. So I've been getting some really good emails on that topic, which I enjoy, and some very good data supporting those ideas.
This morning I was thinking about the meaning of Christ. I think I figured out what Christ means. I think it means logic. So
that's a very interesting point of view. I like it.
Well, we got one more. Yeah.
Half the meme. Oh, do you have another call you want to take?
Well, yeah, I want to wrap the show up, actually, but we'll take one more call before we dash.
Greg, thanks for calling in.
Actually, we got two more calls now. Sorry. Thank you for buffering, though, for us. Thank you. I got to go through them quickly. So thank you very much for calling in.
Hold time. 56
You too.
Seconds.
All the best. Hello, caller in, or where are you calling from? Oh, I think we just lost that one. Call back again. Here's another caller in her.
Hold time, 2 minutes, 34 seconds.
Diana, hello.
Hi, Ab. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi, Diana. Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy Passover to you.
Thank you.
I wanted to throw some religion into the program a little bit.
You're a very brave girl.
And I think it's a safe thing too, like a video for Baltimore.
Yeah, it's interesting that I've at least found the official Harbor video. Now we're going to have to look at that a little more closely, aren't we?
But you know what I'm more sucked into, which I know is fake too, the Kate Middleton and Charles disappearance.
Yeah,
that's a good murder mystery.
It is a good murder mystery.
Prince William is a very strange character. He's a strange bird. So I think there's something strange with them, that whole group.
Yeah.
They're an acting troupe.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right.
It's the Royals starring Chuck and whatever.
They are an acting troupe.
It is an acting troupe. But, you know, Sausage Fingers, he hasn't been doing a very good job lately. He's really got to step it up. I don't know what his problem is. That's King Frank, Charles, by the way.
Yeah, Frank, you know the town that you said you lived in Quebec? Did you say asbestos? Did you say the name of that?
Yeah.
I didn't live there. I visited there. Yeah. I went to the town of Asbestos because one of the mines that I was consulting for was working out how they should deal with asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a different type. But what really struck me about asbestos was, firstly, the whole area is beautiful. They all speak French.
Right.
I just had a fantastic time there. And as soon as I made any attempt to speak French, they were completely delighted and just did everything they could to help me understand and be understood.
Well, any culture, if you try and speak their language, they're very forgiving, I would say, and excited to be smarter than you when it comes to speaking.
Oh, and just, I mean, they all look like they were having a great time living in Asbestos. It looks like a fantastic, wealthy town, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Do they actually make?
They changed the name. They changed the name. The name just changed recently.
Oh, really?
Well, asbestos is out of vogue, is it not?
Yeah. I wanted to look up the town. You were actually pretty close to where I lived.
It's Val de Sources.
Oh, really? Because, you know, they when I was there, they'd restarted the mine and they were selling their product because they were using a particularly gentle type of asbestos. It's very low in silica. It's called chrysotile as opposed to chrysolite. They were selling their product and doing very well at the time that I was there, which is really now, I guess, 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think they just changed the name maybe like 3 or
Yeah, it's Val de Sources. Val de Sources.
Ah.
As in valley or village? What's a val? I don't know.
Yeah,
a valley of sources. So yeah, they got rid of the word asbestos. It's a nasty name, so they got rid of it. So they rebranded.
That's a great idea.
Good town.
That's exactly why they did it. There's no conspiracy there. They just asbestos is a dirty word, literally, figuratively.
What certainly, as I said, I mean, I can certainly say that I just think. What did you think? Have you been there, Dan?
No, but after you said the town, I wanted to look it up, and it's not that far from Montreal. It's sort of like east of northeast of Montreal.
Is it the eastern townships? Maybe
it's around there. I consider it around there. Like, yeah, I think it's like an hour.
Well, here's Montreal. Here, yeah, you're right.
Well, if you get bored, Diana, and go there, I'd be, you know, maybe there's a quick summer trip for you. If you let me know what you think of the place, if you get the chance.
1 minute, yeah, 32 seconds.
Montreal is only 7 hours drive.
Oh no, that's a long way. I thought you were talking about if it's that far away.
Do you have a question, Diane? Because we got one more caller before.
No, I just wanted to call and wish everyone happy Easter, happy Passover.
Oh, that's very kind of you, and best to you and yours.
And to you.
Yeah, same. Take care.
All the best.
And thanks for the emails, Diane. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
And thanks for the voice bumper. And also, did you look up Paula Gloria?
Well, you know what? I actually wanted to do a bumper with mantra equals tantra. I forget what you were saying. I looked it up. I wanted to do that, but then I got nervous about what I was
saying.
Well, I wanted to make you laugh.
That would make me laugh.
No, but it's something, spiritual, and it talks about, and so I have to watch my words. I don't know what it's about. It's like spiritual, and it's about connecting with one, and I don't know what the one that's actually referring to, so I didn't want to say it, but my instinct was to do that to make you laugh, but then I got nervous when I started reading like mantra and yantra equals tantra or something, so I thought, no, you know, I'm not going
to say it. Next thing you know, you're going to have a demonic apparition in front of you.
It's on one of these. Yeah, it's on one of. If you go to fakotube.com, I think it's. I put up about how many parts? 1, 2, 3 parts of 4, 5, 6 parts of Howard Stern and 9/11. So it's in one of these things here. It's in one of these.
I really was tempted, but then I just thought to myself, I really have to be careful with what I'm doing. So, but yeah, I thought, oh, that would be so funny. But yeah, no, sorry. I just did the French. I added some French to it. Did you understand what I said afterwards?
Oh, of course.
In the bumper? Okay, good.
Oh, of course. All right. I'm an old Frenchie myself. All right. Thank you.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Hey, we got one more caller in her here. From the 310 area code. Who's calling? What's your name?
Hey, it's Tony from Los Angeles.
Oh, Tony, how you doing? You've called before, I think.
Hey, how's it going? I know you're trying to wrap up. Is it cool if I take a few more minutes? Or
yeah.
You got to go.
No, I wouldn't take the call if I couldn't take it. So, yeah, go for it, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm the guy that's trying to send you some money, and you have 11 ways to send you money, and I'm like, unable to do it still. I'm trying to like PayPal you, and you're like, I don't have a PayPal.
I have PayPal.
Oh, you do?
I do. Yeah. Fakeologist.com /
PayPal you?
Yeah, you can do that. Fakeologist.com/donate. There's a PayPal on there. I'm glad you brought that up. We'll just take a quick peek at the website right now, and we'll scroll down here.
Yeah. I didn't hear there. I'm sorry. I'm having DOS attacks.
Yes. Right down here, if you go here, there's a subscribe button for PayPal. I guess it doesn't say the word PayPal, does it? That would be okay, too easy to put the word PayPal. Sorry about that.
I just want your PayPal handle so I can just send it to you. So
Ima@fakeologist.com.
Okay. All right, cool. I will send that. You're like, I have slow adults that send me money, and somehow you're not able to do it, Tony. I'm like,
yeah, that was a challenge. Hopefully it wasn't insulting the slow adults.
I wanted to ask you, my whole life has completely changed since I started realizing how many, you know, at some point you sort of get red-pilled. You start seeing, I started with JFK, and then I saw 9/11, and then just everything started falling into place, how much fake stuff there is. And it's like, you guys are my support group. I've said,
thank you.
So I just wanted to call in. So my question is, I have a family, I have a wife, I have a kid, I have parents, I have a sister. Nobody understands what I'm trying to tell them. about any of this stuff. And so it makes me question myself, you know, do I really...
Okay, so I'm in the same boat as you. And
yeah,
really, I've the where I'm at now is I just relax about it. I'm happy to, you know, when people ask me things, to say that, well, I'm, you know, my basic assumption is that everything on television is for entertainment purposes only.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't really, as I said before, it doesn't affect me that much sitting in my armchair. And, you know, so because I'm much more relaxed about things and I don't yell and scream about Gaza or, you know, the injustices of the world.
What do you think about, you know, the Ukraine war? What do you think about Gaza?
Yeah, I just simply say that if it's on television, it's for entertainment purposes.
and then they'll say you're crazy. You think that they're faking what's on TV? You think they're faking the news?
Well, then I'll say, well, you know, whether or not I'm crazy or not, the point is that at this stage, I'm not upset about it. It's not interfering with my life. And even if I did get upset, I don't think I'd affect the outcome over there anyway. You know, whatever is happening is happening.
Nice Zen way to be about it. I'm a little bit stuck on what is the truth. And if not, you know, it's a big difference if 9/11 was 19 Arabs with box cutters or it was an inside job. There's a huge gulf there on what the truth
is. Well, except that I would say this about that particular instance, of which I've said many, many times. It is the actions, it's your actions that you make as a result of that that count. So in the case, my view of what happened there, for Australian soldiers and US soldiers and anyone else, regardless of what the facts were, at no point was there, let's say the official story of 9/11 was true, then that was a criminal act by a group of people that should have been dealt with in the courts through a criminal, you know, through a judicial system that worked. There was no connection between what happened and the lawful ability of American men and women, whether they're in the army or not, to pick up their guns and go to those countries.
Mm-hmm.
My point that I would make here is that our individual decisions, the things that we contribute to, is what really counts. So imagine a world where people had said, well, look, I'm a Christian and Christians don't pick up their guns and go to foreign countries. Sure, you know, a group of Muslims have done something, if I believe that story, and that's fine, it doesn't make any difference. But until there's a proper trial, until there's proper process, the Bible says, you know, vengeance is mine and thou shalt not kill. That's had all Americans, Christians, just stayed at home, and when their government said, oh, you've got to pick up a gun and go, they said, well, can you prove that? Is there, you know, and they were made to sign agreements that said that they did this voluntarily.
Basically, everybody needs to wake up, and it doesn't seem to be happening.
Well, not just to the deception.
Critical mass.
But not just to the deception, but to their own responsibility to behave properly.
I feel like I'm on an island here.
You are. That's a fact.
I wish people would see it. It's not that hard to see. I mean,
I know it's the cognitive dissonance is powerful, though. And you really are in a land of people under a spell.
It really is.
Yeah.
But
in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, that's where it's at, and I need to just accept it like you and be zen about it.
But you don't have to. It's hard,
you know. I get angry, like, you know, come
sure.
on.
Sure. Well, here's the test you can do. You can continue to behave angrily and see what the outcomes are. Or you can try some other models of behavior. And, you know, there are people that can give you different models. I'm suggesting a particular model, you could try that and you see if you find that's helpful. I mean, I guess my view is that in the end, we are all on our own journey with God. It's between us and God in the end.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that your personal salvation is the most important thing to you. And whether that salvation is a metaphor just for your peace of mind and your ability to deal with the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, I can only say to you that in my case, it has just been a blessing to just observe things like this bridge falling down and think about what it really means to me. And are people asking me to undertake illegal actions? No, they're not. So, okay, that's fine.
That all makes sense, and I'm with you up until the part where they start putting us in gulags, you know.
Well, that's again, so I can only suggest to you that is also not, if you're aware of ideas like conditional acceptance, I'll accept that you can put me in a gulag provided you can prove blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, those facilities are, those mechanisms are a mechanism that I've been using. For example, with jabs, I wrote to our Prime Minister. And most recent one is an electronic ID for company directors, where, you know, they're creating legislation which is not legal, which is not lawful.
Right.
And in the end, one of the hoaxes is that they're a legitimate government. They're not. That, you know, they've clearly demonstrated that they're, but they're happy to keep behaving. And if people think that they're a real threat to them, then they are. And what I'm suggesting to you is you can deal with that. And if you're interested in those things, there are groups like Solutions Empowerment in Australia, a company called Know Your Rights and other things, which I personally found by writing letters and looking at ways to conditionally accept, have allowed me to deal with these legislative threats. And similarly with the jab, our company, we didn't shut our business.
This is wild, very wild.
All and right, it just turns out that the governments are behaving, you know, they're just as fake as everything else that we're talking about. They were operating on what people call the color of law.
Yeah. Yeah, I love learning about the law, you know, the sovereign citizen stuff.
There's no such thing as a sovereign citizen. If you're a citizen, you're not a sovereign. Don't be a citizen. Be a living man.
Right. I'm with you. Thank you very much.
And join our audio chats. You can talk it with like-minded people. You don't have to just listen to me. You can do the talking yourself. So join in. There's a lot of really great people over there. It's a whole different dimension. It's free. There's no paywalls. Anyone can just pop in and out. So Frank is there a lot.
Is that like 24/7 or is that only during the show time?
No, it's 24/7. It's mostly on the weekends, though. But if you just go to fake11.com/Discord, when you figure out how to run Discord, you can get in that away, and you'll be amazed. And if you want to listen to some past ones, just go to fakeologist.com/podcasts and listen to, we have, 1,600? What is it? I can't even remember. 1,500 or a huge 1,000. 1,388 shows, audio chats, so going back 10 years, just random people talking about this and that.
Beautiful.
Some of them are even sober.
I love Phil Crane. I love Leonard Tell. I love you.
Thank you.
I love when you play the Diva music with Phil going out.
Yeah, that's Phil's favorite.
Beautiful music you got on now.
Yeah, this is Frank's cousin, for God's sakes. Look at Frank.
Really?
Frank's cousin, Elvis Costello. Elvis with a C, I think that's Elvis with a C, I think that's what they call them, right?
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for calling in, everybody. Thank you, Tony. All the best.
Good night.
Good night. And Frank, another great show made by the Polars.
Very, very, very enjoyable.
I like it when I can sit back and fix the donation page while the guy is on the line, because clearly the donation page was lacking, so I, on the fly, fixed it up so he can easily hit the PayPal button. So
exactly.
This is called On the Fly.
Again, thank you to all the caller winners, and I hope other people call in while we're here.
Yeah, on the Discord. Yeah, it was inspirational. See, people need help. All these years later, there's still people lost in the woods.
Oh, it's a you know, the deception is complete, and it's very interesting to realize that it is all fake. The spinning ball, the germ theory, like the government. It's kind of funny.
And Greg says Radio Radio is the most famous.
Radio Radio. Yeah, great song.
Yeah. Is that on karaoke nights?
Look, as I said, it's, you know, he was famous a long time ago now. There's a few people that do it, but not many of the young people anymore. But the guy's still very famous. You know, he's
good.
Doing shows all around the world.
All right. Well, we'll see you on the weekend, maybe, Frank.
All right. Terrific.
Otherwise, he is risen. Isn't that the phrase you're supposed to use?
Maybe. I don't know that.
I don't either. All right. Take care. Thanks, everybody. Care. Bye. All right. Good night.